Today, my dear faithful, is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of our Lady, and it is also the second Sunday of Advent. Now, the epistle is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways. Before he made anything from the beginning, I was set up from eternity and of old before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When, with a certain law and compass, he enclosed the depths. When he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters. When he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits. When he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world. And my delight is to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. The angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee, called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And thus far the words of today's holy gospel. My delights were to be with the children of men. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, on Saturday, December 9th, 1531, a pious middle-aged man was on his way to attend Mass in Mexico City. This man lived about 50 miles away from that chapel. Yet, despite being 57 years old and a humble peasant with only his own 2 feet to bring him there, still, he was on his way. On he walked the 15 miles until he drew near a hill called the Tepeyac Hill. There in the valley beside it, he heard heavenly music and beheld a glorious, brilliant light. Then an even more heavenly and glorious voice called out his name, Juanito, Juan Dieguito. In English, this means, my little Juan, little Juan Diego. In the Aztec language, which was the original language of these words, little meant dear. And so the man, Juan Diego, approached this resplendent light and beheld a young woman standing there. This lady wore clothing much like his own people's. Even her features resembled his Indian people. But everything about her, every detail, was resplendent, so beautiful to behold. Juan could not help but bow before this queenly lady. And then that same melodious voice sounded again, Juanito, least of my sons, where art thou going? Juanito, she called him again, the same form of address a mother would call her son. However, Juan must have seen how, while so majestic this lady was, she still appeared quite young, far younger than his own 57 years, and so he called her, my lady and my child. And then he told her he was on his way to Mass to receive instruction from the priests. Know and take heed, thou the least of my sons, the lady said to Juan, that I am Holy Mary, ever virgin, mother of the true God, for whom we live, the creator of all the world, maker of heaven and earth. Mary then told Juan why she appeared to him. I urgently desire that a temple should be built to me here, to bear witness to my love, my compassion, my succor and protection. For I am a merciful mother to thee and to all thy fellow people on this earth, who love me and trust me and invoke my help. I listen to their lamentations and solace all their sorrows and their sufferings. Then Our Lady bid Juan to go to the Bishop of Mexico, the first bishop of South America at that time, and tell him of her desire, that here in the valley a temple should be built to me. My lady and my child, Juan immediately answered, I will gladly go to accomplish your will. With this assurance, let me take leave of you. My little daughter, my child, and my lady, rest quietly in the meanwhile until I come again. Off Juan went to see the bishop, but the bishop's servants did not treat this man kindly. They made him wait and wait and wait, telling him the bishop was too busy, that he shouldn't waste the bishop's time. Eventually, though, Juan did make it in to see the bishop and told him all about this vision. I saw a great light shining behind the summit of the hill. I thought it was the sunrise. Instead, it was the Blessed Virgin. The bishop, though, used the church's usual caution towards visions, thanking Juan for coming to tell him, but to return at another time. Juan Diego, while disappointed, he humbly obeyed and returned to the hill where Mary was waiting for him. My lady, least of my daughters and my child, I went where you sent me and obeyed your orders. I delivered your message exactly as you told me. The bishop received me kindly, but when he answered me, it seemed as if he did not believe me. Again, Mary sent her little Juan back to the bishop. Again, the bishop's servants mocked him, and again, the bishop listened kindly to the story, but did not accept it. However, there was this difference in this visit. The bishop asked for a sign, a proof from this lady that she is truly the Mother of God. Juan then returned back to Tepeyac Hill, where Mary waited for him, and told her of this new disappointment. Then he complained to her, My lady, I am not important enough. Please send someone more important for this task, someone the bishop will believe. At these words, the Blessed Virgin simply smiled, and then she merely told Juan to return the next day. Eventually, Our Lady then miraculously put an image of herself on Juan's tilma, and proved to the bishop and the people of Mexico that she was truly the Mother of God appearing there on that hill. There are many wonderful things about that tilma and this apparition, but what especially strikes me is how tender this vision, this conversation was. Mary and her son, Juan, had such respectful and loving terms for each other. Throughout this whole apparition, you can almost hear the smile, feel the tender warmth of the Blessed Virgin that she used in every word. Another striking truth about this is the meaning of the title she called herself, Our Lady of Guadalupe. The name Guadalupe is actually a bit of a mistranslation. Our Lady spoke in the Aztec language to Juan Diego, and the word she used was the Aztec Guadalupe. When the Spanish heard this, they associated with their own word, Guadalupe. Now, the original Aztec word, Guadalupe, means she who crushes the serpent. Centuries after this apparition at Guadalupe, when Our Lady gave the world the miraculous medal, that was the symbol Our Lady used for her Immaculate Conception, her crushing the devil. What a beautiful contrast in this vision of Guadalupe, my dear faithful. How tender Our Lady is with Juan, and yet the title she gloried in at this visit was her crushing the devil and sin. How like the verse in the Canticle of Canticles, which the Church applies to Our Lady, "Thou art beautiful, O my love, sweet and comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army in battle array." How lovely is Mary, the Mother of God. What a marvel of perfect, sinless love she has for God. And what a tender heart she has for all of us, her children. She loves each of us, from the greatest to the least, with such a tremendous love, or as today's epistle puts it, her delight is to be with the children of men. And with her stainless heart, so dear to God and filled with love for us, what awesome power she has to resist the devil and protect us, her children, from his evil clutches. That vision, that one visit of Our Lady of Guadalupe, was the great means of conversion in South America. Within a few years after her visit to Mexico in 1531, over 8 million Indians were baptized Catholic. And what was it the Indians were converted from? A pagan religion that demanded frequent human sacrifice. St. Paul tells us that all pagan religions are really devil worship, and no greater proof of this exists than the practice of murdering a fellow human being in his worship. It was Mary that saved these people from such a degrading religion, my dear faithful, and she is the one who can and will save us as well. Our Lady tenderly loves all souls, and with her sublime power, with her divine Son, she will move mountains, even touch the cold stone hearts of those lost in sin. By erecting a temple in Mexico, a pagan land at that time, the Blessed Mother converted an entire nation, because through that one temple, that one vision, she built a shrine in the hearts of all her beloved people of the Americas. And we do share in that title too, my dear faithful. We too are people of the Americas. Our Lady of Guadalupe is a vision for us as well, a reminder to be tenderly devoted to our Blessed Mother. She is your fair mother, and you are her little child, her least and dearest, as she called Juan Diego. And so, my dear faithful, turn to Mary frequently every day, as any child looks to his mother. Build a shrine for Our Lady in your heart and your mind. Share your life with her. Ask her help in your trials. Thank her for your joys. And know, when the devil offers temptation, she will be terrible as an army in battle array as she fights for your salvation. After all, my dear faithful, what can Mary not do? If with a single apparition she turned what was a trickle of converts into a full tide of millions, what can she not do for you? If only you turn to her as readily as did the Indian people. Mary will rejoice to rest in your heart, for her delights are to be with the children of men, that she may lead all mankind, and you in particular, to eternal bliss. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.